Figure 81 shows a dual VOR system VOT check. A VOT transmits the 360-degree radial, so an acceptable indication would be a 180-degree bearing to the station plus or minus 4 degrees. The illustration, which indicates both needles pointing to the station plus or minus 4 degrees indicating the 360-degree radial, is indication number 1. The tails of both needles are plus or minus 4 degrees of the 360-degree radial. Both needles are pointing to the station with a magnetic bearing of 180 degrees. Figure 82 shows a dual VOR system accuracy check. The acceptable range of accuracy when performing an operational check of dual VORs using one system against the other is plus or minus 4 degrees. The illustration, which indicates plus or minus 4 degrees for both needles, is illustration number 4. Figure 83 is a group of three-pointer altimeter indications. Altimeter illustration number 4 indicates 12,000 feet. The reason altimeter 4 indicates 12,000 feet is because the small triangular pointer, indicating 10,000-foot increments, is located between the 1 and the 2, so the indication is greater than 10,000 feet. The small hand on the 2, the large hand on the 0, with the little triangular pointer indicating more than 10,000 feet, indicates 12,000 feet. Figure 84 depicts a group of three-pointer altimeters, with illustration number 2 indicating 8,000 feet. The reason illustration number 2 indicates 8,000 feet is because the small, thin line on the triangular pointer does not yet indicate 10,000 feet, but is close. The small hand on the 8 and the large hand on the 0 indicate 8,000 feet. Figure 85 depicts the WASO 2 departure procedure for Reno Cannon International Airport. At the very top of Figure 85, the word vector is in parentheses, indicating that this is a vector departure. The departure route description indicates a takeoff from runways 16 left or right, showing a climb via the Reno localizer south course to Waggy intersection, then via radar vectors to the assigned route. The route you should take, if cleared for the WASO 2 departure, and your assigned route is Victor 6, would be to climb on the localizer south course to Waggy intersection, where you will be vectored to Victor 6. The procedure to be followed if communications are lost before reaching 9,000 feet would be continue to climb to Waggy intersection, turn left direct to the Mustang Vortac, then, if at or above MCA, proceed on the assigned route. If not, continue climb in holding pattern until at the proper altitude. Note, this departure procedure requires a minimum climb rate at 400 feet per nautical mile to 9,000 feet. The minimum acceptable rate of climb in feet per minute to 9,000 feet for a departure at 150 knots ground speed could be found by going to Legend 16 and cross-referencing 400 feet with 150 knots to resolve 1,000 feet per minute minimum rate of climb. Figure 86 is related to Figure 85 in that Figure 86 shows CDI and OBS indicators with illustrations 1 and 2 both tuned to the Reno localizer 110.9 as shown on the WASO 2 departure procedure in Figure 85. Figure 86 illustrations 3 and 4 are tuned to the Squaw Valley Vortac, as shown in Figure 85, indicating the 062-degree radial. Figure 86, illustration number 2, shows the aircraft position is slightly to the right of the departure course, and Figure 86, illustration number 3, shows the aircraft's position is approaching Waggy intersection.